Hey, this is singer-songwriter Castella, and you're listening to my girl Brenda Moss on Lady Diva Live Radio.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. Isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation? Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. In my arms, and I feel you so close to me. All my wildest dreams come true.
Well, all right. That is Nicole Henry, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. Phone lines are open right now. You are more than welcome to call in. And Nicole Henry, are you with me?
I am. How are you today?
All right. And that track there is The Nearness of You. Can you give us more information about that track I'm spinning now?
Sure. That's a song from my first CD, and the first CD was really a full jazz CD, straight ahead jazz, me and a trio. I had a few tunes like Imagine by the Beatles and Get Here by Brenda Russell, but the rest of the songs were all jazz standards. It really marked my first two years of getting into jazz. I never really grew up listening to straight ahead jazz.
Okay.
And around 2002, I fell in love with it when I heard it live finally. Mm-hmm. And falling in love with jazz is really what really propelled my recording career. And so that's the title track from the first CD, which actually has, you know, it's really a four-piece band, but that was just a duet between me and the wonderful pianist Mike Orta.
Okay, well, thank you for that information. So welcome mm-hmm. to my platform, Nicole Henry. Where are you calling
thank
from?
You. Well, actually, today I landed early this morning in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is actually my birthplace.
Okay.
I came to visit my father for the holiday and
okay.
hang out with him and do fun father-daughter stuff, which for us is working in the yard and clean, picking things up and building things. And so, yes, that's another
aww.
Side of me that I just really love and got from my father. So it'll be a good weekend.
Well, that is so good. And happy holidays to you both. So as we move along here, go ahead and introduce yourself to the curious listeners out there about
sure.
singer Nicole Henry. Were you
thank
born
you.
Into a musically inclined family? And how many years have you been performing in the entertainment business?
All right. Well, as I mentioned, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, born in Philly, raised just outside of Philadelphia, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and then went to college down at the University of Miami. As you said, I'm a vocalist, an actress. I really like just to say an entertainer.
Okay.
My my principal performance is singing. I've been doing that full time since 2001.
Okay.
And so yeah, for 20 years I have been a full time entertainer. And I've put out about 7 albums. I'm working on 2 more right now.
Okay.
Because it's been a while since my last album. Probably since 2015, I think, was my last single, or I did a guitar vocal duet album. But I've really recorded all kinds of music, but I would say mostly jazz soul artist.
Okay.
Yeah, I always tend to work with acoustic musicians, so live piano, upright bass, drums, guitar. Not much electronic music, although, oddly, I started my career when I was in college at the University of Miami singing house music, which I love house music. I love dancing.
Okay.
I don't do it as much as I need to anymore. But so it was singing house music at live performances, like at raves and at nightclubs, that made me fall in love with performing. Once I got bitten by the bug in 1997. I was in college and I was invited to Orlando to do this concert, you know, 4 songs. And if there's any musicians out there listening or any vocalists, you know, the biggest difference between being a singer who does a song or two here and then an entertainer is to do a show. To do a show, once you get a chance to do 4 songs, or you know more than one, you realize it's not just singing. It's you have to entertain people, and that's just been my journey and my quest since then. Yeah.
Oh well, thank you for that information. Wow. And just to note that you won an award, Soul Train Award, for the track "Waiting in Vain."
Yes, I did. That was a recording in 2012.
Wow.
And then the next year I was nominated and won a Soul Train Award, which was so unexpected, you know, so like, you know, you're beside yourself when you win any kind of an award, a national award like that, because you're just like, you know, all of us, we do our own thing all day, every day. And personally, you know, it's great to have a goal to be recognized nationally. I mean, my goal is to perform more nationally, perform more internationally. But then when you're recognized nationally, you're like, it's working. Something's working. You know, it's like, okay, I guess I am doing what I think I'm doing every day when I wake up and, you know, bust it, you know, just out there doing the hustle. That was such an honor. I mean, I grew up on the tail end of Soul Train, so you know, that's it means a lot when I look up and I see that silver train sitting on my shelf.
Well, thank you for that information.
Thank you.
I would like to ask are you still appearing in national commercial roles?
I actually just updated some things on my voiceover work, like reel and everything. I haven't done a lot of commercials in a long time. That's actually how I started. Like right after college, I went into acting on a local level in Miami. But then in Miami at the time, there were a lot of national commercials getting booked. And I was fortunate enough to get a handful of national commercials back in the early 2000s. And that was a lot of fun. I still love acting. In fact, over the last 5 years, I've spent most of my time between Miami, which was my hometown since college, I moved to New York, so I was splitting my time between Miami and New York, specifically for the reason to get back into acting, you know, stage acting, theater, television, whatever, film possible. So, you know, there are 2 jobs. Those are 2 distinctly different jobs, you know, singing and acting. But I'm doing everything I can to keep my feet in both of those pools. And I'm really enjoying myself, you know. You got one life to live. You got one life to live.
Yeah.
You better go for what you love. Yeah. So I'm having a great time.
Well, you doing it. You doing it, lady. You're doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you too.
Thank you. All right. So as we move along in the show, let's introduce your new single, Feeling Good. What inspired you to do that track?
You know, like most of us, I imagine, at least people my age, perhaps anyone younger than me, initially heard it by Michael Bublé, but as a jazz vocalist, I always heard Nina Simone's version.
Yeah.
And I think that was, of course, the original one that got famous. It's a song originally by an artist, a songwriter named Anthony Newley. But I think I want to say in the 60s, yes. And people used to ask me if I sang the song. And, you know, as an artist, especially as a cover artist, because that's what a lot of jazz musicians are, although I continue to introduce original songs into my shows and into my recordings, but very often we vocalists cover a lot of tunes.
Okay.
And in order to cover a tune, my hope was to always do something a little more original to it. And I couldn't really figure out a way to do it differently than Nina Simone. And then one day... I can't remember if someone specifically said, can you do this song for this event or something like that? Or I don't know, or if I just was thinking about the song and saying, I love the lyrics, because if you actually get a chance to listen to the lyrics, it's all about finding your freedom. And it's all about relating that freedom and that feeling of newness to nature. And I am such a nature person. Like, I really love nature. I think all of us probably innately do. That's right. And we just actually, that's funny that you mentioned video, because my editor just sent me a draft of a video for Feeling Good, and I'm like, I think we finally got the order of things. But when I said, okay, well, the song is about nature, because it's like birds flying high, sun in the sky, dragonfly flying by, breeze drifting by, and it's like nature, nature, nature. So I said, well, when I think about nature, what makes me feel natural is being outdoors and being on the dance floor, like I mentioned, dancing. So I said, well, let me see if I can add some kind of a more tribal or more lively rhythm to it. And then I came up with this like concept of... you know, a little more tribal, like almost Afro-Cuban, and then a little bit. So I took it to my bass player at the time, who now lives in L.A., but I said, Eric, you know, I want it to kind of be like this and maybe start off a cappella or start off with percussion. And then I came up with this, like, kind of a bass line, and then he took it and ran with it and came up with this arrangement. And my band and I have been playing it over the years, and we finally recorded it. And this was supposed to come out a year ago, but COVID hit, and nobody was feeling good. Nobody was feeling good.
Yeah.
So I was like, oops, okay,
nobody.
We're going to hold this for a little bit. No, you cannot release this song. I'm talking about feeling good. I'm feeling good. So the song has been waiting in vain, to be released. But, yeah, so we just released it a few weeks ago, and it's I'm really delighted to see it doing well on the charts and everything. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations. We're going to stop talking for a minute, and I will spin Feeling Good. Stay tuned, everyone.
All right, let's do it.
I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Birds flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know what I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know what I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, that is how I feel. A new dawn, a new day. Life for me, and I'm feeling.
Well, all right. That is feeling good. I feel good after listening to that like that.
Well, all right. There you go.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, you really put some vocals out there. That is so good. Nicole, go ahead and give the website information of yours so our followers, fans can keep up with you and your social media information and where this track here can be heard and purchased on any of your music outlets online. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, thank you. It's Nicole Henry, and on Facebook and Instagram, it's Nicole Henry Music, and that's NicoleHenry, Nicole Henry Music. And on Twitter, it's Nicole Henry Jazz. We still do a lot of course, we post on social media events and so forth, but we still do old school email newsletters. So if anybody wants to, of course, be in touch that way, you can email me at info@NicoleHenry.com, and we will add you to our email list. And you, but you can do, you can sign up online at my website at NicoleHenry.com. Yes, and we like I said, we send out all kinds of information usually once or twice a month via email, but always posting on social media. We had a great campaign where people and on you know my people that follow me sent me videos of things that they do that make them feel good. So it was really a fun campaign that we did for about a month. People sent pictures of their godchildren or little babies, like trying to talk and sing. It was just such a cute way to hear from people who listen to my music. So it was
a lot
of fun.
So what is the ultimate desire, Nicole Henry, of what you wish all your fans and followers to get out of this new single in all of your music?
Thank you. That's a great question. I would say, well, the song really says it all, you know, the idea of finding a place mentally, physically, spiritually, you know, with your family and friends and just with yourself to feel good. You know, I sing as the song, as Eyes on the Sparrow says, I sing because I'm happy. And it's not that I'm happy every moment. It's because I can find that joy. I can find that hope, you know, and I think that's why I sing, is to encourage people to find that hope in a world like it is today, specifically over the last year. And, you know, as a minority, as a Black woman, I have felt the pain and the frustration of what the world is getting an understanding, at least a little bit of, as you know, Black people in America, dark-skinned people throughout the world who have had injustices and, you know, just an unbalanced life compared to what it should be out there. You know, this is a gorgeous world that we have all been blessed to be born into. And people can find ways to make it difficult, but there are so many amazing ways that people are doing what, like me and my city, the city of brotherly love, although there's issues everywhere. But, you know, it is about finding love for yourself so that you can love others.
Yeah.
I think that's generally why most artists do what they do. It's because we feel a need to communicate and share understanding and share empathy, share perspectives so that more people can understand a perspective, good or bad, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's really more about understanding and coming together, you know, across the board. So, yeah, that's my goal. But for me personally, I love people and I love performing. I love being on stage. So I've been blessed to tour the world and I just continue doing that. And, you know, I know when I'm at a concert, generally I'm forgetting about the troubles of the world. And, and that's what I hope my music can continue to do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that information. As we move along here, I would like to ask you, are there any other future music projects you want to mention?
For certain, yes. I was just talking to my dad about this for like about 5 years now. I've been contemplating and scheming and working on a Nancy Wilson tribute, the legendary Nancy Wilson, the gorgeous song stylist who, you know, her career spanned about over 5 decades, and she put out about 70 albums.
And
I've always loved, yeah, she's just fabulous. And I've always appreciated her style, her song choices, and I love how she, unlike a lot, there are a handful of people, maybe Carmen McRae and a little Sarah, who, you know, really bridged jazz to R&B, and she did that in the 80s and 90s a little bit more, and I just really respected her. She was always classy and always and doing good and nothing, you know, no scandal, you know, back in those days, you couldn't have any scandal because either you were going to be a bad boy, you know, such as the Billie Holiday and maybe not last for long. But generally back in those days, you had to act right so you can have longevity. Yeah. And I really appreciated, you know, all of who she was, also for giving back to the community and so forth. So she was just a beautiful woman. So I'm working on a project, you know, it's not so much a Nancy Wilson tribute. It's me finding some of those songs that are a couple that are very well known, but some that are lesser known so that to encourage people to really look into her catalog. What song is this? How did I miss that album? And then go dig into Nancy's album. I'm working on that project. And then, you know, Feeling Good, I had a couple other singles in line after Feeling Good. But we decided, my band in Miami, we decided to go ahead and put together a whole album, you know, with these singles. So we're going to be recording in about another month and a half. And so I should have an album out in September.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. There it is, fans out there. There it is. And you are still performing? Any upcoming events?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, with COVID, a lot of us were doing some online things, and there were online galas and jazz, you know, fundraisers and things like that. My first live show was in March in South Florida. I just did a show at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts in Florida. I have 2 shows in New York coming up in June, June 19th, so Juneteenth, and June 27th. I'll be in New York City at those 7 o'clock shows at Feinstein's 54 Below, which is a great venue. The old 54, what was it called? Studio 54. They have a club there now, a great supper club. So I'm doing 2 shows in June. I'll be doing a few things in July. You know, I have a couple of, they're all on my website, so please do visit NicoleHenry.com. A lot of things in South Florida right now, in New York. Mm-hmm. Another thing in upstate New York, Delray Beach. Yeah, mostly kind of close to home, you know, as far as homes, I guess I should say, between my New York and my Miami. But I do look forward to starting to tour a lot more come September, October. So I'll probably be back in Atlanta, Indianapolis and Cleveland and working on Chicago and Nashville and L.A. as well. And I'll be in Vegas in November. So it's really scattered right now, but I know once CD comes out and once the Nancy project comes out in late winter of next year, we'll be on the road. So please keep a lookout for Nicole Henry.
Well, I will stay on you like stick on glue because I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. I'm not far from Indianapolis. I'm not
from
Chicago, Illinois, or Nashville, Tennessee. I'm right smack in the middle around all those surrounding big cities. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'll be looking for you. And thank you for that information. Wowee.
My grandfather used to live out there. I used to go there, back in the late 80s. Fun.
Yeah. It hasn't changed much. Evansville is kind of stuck on Chuck.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. It's where you have a lot of peace and you can garden and take care of your lawn and take care of yourself. It's a lot more greenery around here. So,
you got me on that. I love it.
Okay.
I was just out. I was just out back with my dad, about to cut hedges and mow the lawn. So I'm with you.
There's a lot of that around here.
Yeah, y'all got tractors though. Y'all got John Deere.
So as we move along, we're going to let you go ahead and give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you in your musical career. All through your journey, go on and give them some love. Give them a shout out right now. Go ahead, Nicole.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. I mean, I have to definitely start off with my first band, Mike Orta, Paul Shuchuk, and Danny Berger. There have been so many people that have supported my career. Kevin Suris, Steve Musmechi, Jim DiLorenzo, Marcella and Ken Henry. I mean, there have been Cliff Walker, different booking agents, people who have passed on, my goodness, Marianne Topper, different other booking agents and venues. My friend Mary Phillips, who got, you know, you have these people that, oh, well, let me introduce you to these people in Jamaica. And then the next thing you know, I'm on the Jamaica Jazz and Blues Festival, or I'm on this other festival opening for Celine Dion, or I'm in Malaysia, or in Japan. There was a gentleman named Eddie Higgins in Miami who got me introduced to my first record label that I did another project with in Japan. But after being introduced to Japan via CD Baby, this is when I was first starting out, my CD went to number 2 in Japan. He said, oh, I should introduce you to my label out there. And then I had a CD that was number 1 in Japan, and he got me booked, started to tour there. And I've been to Japan 17 times in my life, which
wow.
I love that country. So, you know, there's always somebody that introduces you. You know, you never do something by yourself, even though sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm doing everything alone, I wish I had more help. It's like, well, no, but I look back, you know, there always is somebody helping you out and connecting you someone and showing you up in you, and, getting you in the door here and there. So that's been a real blessing. And my friend Art Bruckheim, who got me into Blues Alley the first time in 2005, and I've been there, going there since then in Washington, D.C. So just Michael Feinstein's in New York City, just so many places where I used to play at New York from 2008. Once a month I'd be there and then start selling out shows, and it's like, really? Oh, my goodness, this is amazing. So, yeah, you just got to, just be aware that there are people out there happy to help. So it's been a blessing. Nice journey.
Well, we're going to give them an applause that they do keep supporting you and connecting you for the next year.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Brenda, I really appreciate that, Brenda. That is such a sweet concept. I thank you for that.
You deserve it, all the hard work you're doing. So as we move along, going towards the end of our showcase, I will play the new single, Feeling Good Again. But as before we close, any words of encouragement you would like to give, Nicole, to all those that are still dealing with confusion during our dark times?
Wow, yes. You know, I think, and I feel this way sometimes, I just feel so overwhelmed with, like, where to begin. Like, do I stop my job and, you know, go become a freedom fighter, or do I go run for office because I'm sick of, you know, our leadership? I think whatever thoughts that you have, ask yourself, what can I do today to at least change my neighborhood, or change my relationships with people that I work with? Or, you know, I mean, very often we live and work, well, I do, but that's because I choose my companions at work. But, you know, there are conversations that we can have and become better listeners and better communicators, and not be quick to judge or quick to anger. You know, just try to have conversations, but then also support what you believe in. And if that means, you know, going out and helping a child, a youth, and trying to teach them or trying to help them, you know, with school or whatever it is, or the elderly. I mean, I know my frustration right now with humanity is a tough, it's tough for me to handle, because I used to be so optimistic. Now I call myself hopeful, you know. I mean, I am optimistic. I believe that this world, you know, if you look at nature, and we'll go back to that, nature continues to grow. Nature continues to survive and bloom. And I really wish humans in America would continue to grow in a positive manner, and through love and through belief and faith, you know. And I think people need to check their minds with, you know, they say that they're spiritual, or they say that they're Christian, or they say that they're this, but how do you really behave? And we all need to ask ourselves that. I mean, whatever religion you do or don't practice, who are you? And if that's who you are, then does this treatment, or does greed, you know, I think this country is just so run by greed. I think most of us are not that greedy, but the people who are so greedy control everybody else. And they make us live in this ridiculously capitalistic society without the balance of concern for other people and their well-being. And I really just would implore, really beg of people to say, why don't we think about other people? Can we please? Can we think about, you know, the person that makes $40,000 a year while the CEO is making, you know, $40 million, or getting a bonus of $40 million that year? What's the problem with that picture? And we really need a moral revolution in this country. And it's going to take, I don't know how it's going to happen, but because sometimes once the horse has left the stirrup, once the train's left the station, you know, who's going to ask a CEO to stop making more money? But we need to really balance our priorities as a people. And so I don't know if that's advice, that's me begging, me saying, have a heart, people, and believe that we can do it, because the majority of us who think the way that I just spoke of, there's more of us than there are of the people who are in charge and setting the rules and lying to us and making us vote in a way that perpetuates this situation. And we need to really have faith in things like the Poor People's Campaign, or just have faith in better politicians, and have shorter term limits or something, so greed just doesn't continue to consume us as a human race, because that's always been what brings down in history. And we just have to remember our history.
Right. So, thank you.
Those are my words. Those are my words.
So, thank you so much.
I don't like to try to preach, anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking, and thank you out there for listening. But I have faith. We have to keep doing what we know is right in our hearts. And so lots of love to everybody out there. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate your station, your show. Thank you.
Well, this is actress, singer, Nicole Henry, everyone. Follow her up on her website and all her social media. And check out her new single, Feeling Good. And thank you, Nicole Henry, for taking out your time for being on my platform. You know you are more than welcome to come back on and introduce your new music project.
And I look forward to that. I will do that.
Yes, I'll be following you and trying to stay updated. And hopefully you come in the Indianapolis and Tennessee city areas down here later in the year. I pray for your blessings, and I pray for your being safe. We need you. We want you. Love your beautiful
Thank
mom, Nicole Henry. And
all
I can say is be blessed. Have a blessed day. I will be playing
Feeling
Good.
You as well. Thank you. Take care, Brenda, and appreciate
you.
And then we'll send you some more music, because I have a couple tracks with this wonderful, you know, Kirk Whale, and I'll send you those tracks too. You got to hear those. He's something else, and it's been a big dream to play with him, and it happened. So that's a lot of fun. I hope you like it. All right. Well, take good care.
Right.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thank you. That is Nicole Henry, everyone. Stay tuned, everyone. I have a treat for my next upcoming guest that's coming in tomorrow. which is David P. Stevens. Here is Feeling Good by Nicole Henry.
Birds flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know what I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know what I feel. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
I have the last track I'm going to play for this showcase. This one's called Worth It, and this track is featuring Athea Renee with David P. Stevens. He is my next upcoming guest coming on tomorrow. Please be informed that there's a link if you want to listen in on this show coming on tomorrow, which is in the evening at 6 p.m. Central Time. Check your time zones. I want to say this is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
Yeah.